Blog Talk Radio. This is Love's Outer Limits, and I'm your host, Dr. Amy Marsh, sexologist, hypnotist, lots of other kinds of things, and I'm with my co-host, M. Christian, otherwise known as Chris, erotica writer, sexuality writer, sexual futurist, and also lots of all kinds of other things. We've got a great show lined up for you today, so welcome.
Okay, well, hello, listeners. Hello, Chris. Are you there? Chris, there was a humming in the background, but it's off now. This is good. Not only are you and I together here, but on hold at this very minute, we've got our wonderful Shakun Sethi of Tickle.life, and I'm going to go ahead and put her on. We can do shout-outs, I think, at the end of the show, because I would just love to jump right into conversation with her. What do you think?
Certainly. That works for me.
Okay, great. So I'm going to just click the button here, and Shakun, we're going to get you on.
Hi.
Okay. Oh, hey. Yay. Welcome, and how are you? Good to hear
you.
I'm
good. Voice. How are you guys?
Oh,
good. How are you
okay.
doing?
Yeah.
I've been doing good. Just getting used to this new way of living. I thought it's going to be like a few months. I have no idea how long this is going to be. So it's just like one, you know, taking one day at a time now. How are you
that
guys?
That makes so much sense. And yeah. I mean, what else can we do, right? The only way out is through, as they say. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, guys, for having me here again. And I'm honored. This has always been very exciting to get to know you guys more, to talk to you guys more, and for all the support that you both keep on giving me and the company as a whole. So thank you so much for having me here again.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I mean, it's, you know, obviously we feel the same way, honored, happy, loving to get to know you and what you're doing. And I know that you have had some amazing things happening since the last time we had you on the show. So do you want to start there talking about some of the new collaborations,
sure.
like with Dr. Ava Cadell of Sexpert.com and others?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you remember the last time that we talked, it was very important for me that we all work together as a single industry rather than working in different fragments. So under that, we have had a strategic collaboration with Sexpert.com, which is run by Dr. Ava Candle, and I love her. She's an inspiration. She's amazing. So under that collaboration, whenever there's anybody who becomes a collaborator with Tickle.life, automatically becomes a collaborator with Sexpert.com. So it just provides like for anyone to get a bigger platform, a bigger market, bigger eyeballs. And this is just one of the strategic collaborations that we are working on. We have a few more, but they are just, you know, in talks. But the one that I can absolutely talk about is called Sex Tech EU, which is one of the biggest conferences that happens in Berlin, and it's global. So it's about sex tech. Christian, you would love it. Do go through the website. Amazing things that these guys are doing. And when I started, so there were like two things that I had seen. I had seen their profile and I had seen M. Christian's profile. So I was just like, you know what, I need to know them. And now I know both of them. So it's amazing. So we have had a strategy collaboration with them. So how it helps is any of our collaborators who want to be a part of this conference, just have to let us know and we will see how we can take it up. But our platform as a whole will give an insight as to what is happening in Berlin in case somebody is not able to go, which is going to happen in November. So, yeah, so that's how we're trying to bring everybody closer. We do have another strategy collaboration with an app, a fantasy app, which once we announce, I will let you guys know. So that's also great because it's the same kind of collaboration like with Techsport.com. So it also just provides bigger eyeballs, bigger platform for everyone. So pretty exciting that wow. At least, you know, the seeds that we sow, you see, you know, a plant coming out of it. So that's amazing. And interestingly, we have launched a shop, Market Space. You guys are featured there. So your courses and Kristen's books are there. And
really?
Today, in fact, we launched a new feature, which is personalized shop. So now anybody who knows, suppose M. Kristen, will just simply get to go to his profile and they will find everything that he's trying to sell or he's trying to provide to the people.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, darling. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and we're doing it for everyone. So we're just creating personal stores now so that because we realize that everybody is doing such amazing work in different sectors, so why not give them a provision? And also because we still believe that, you know, business is very important. So from business point of view, rather than running your own website, which takes a lot of effort, if we can take on ourselves a lot of the traffic or the tech part, I think that will really help the industry as a whole. So that has been launched today. So we might have an announcement by Tuesday or Wednesday. So that's,
oh my goodness.
That's what's happening with Tickle.life. Yeah.
Wow. And I just went to that page and I see that you've got both my hypnosis courses up. That is fabulous. Thank you so much. And I see these other great things. Wow. I mean, yeah, just wow. Thank you. So cool. So if I click that link, see, I'm doing this in real time. So it says where to buy, get now. And then it looks like it directs right to my website. Wow.
Yeah.
Shukun, thank you so much. This is terrific.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Exactly. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm amazed.
We're just learning. We're just realizing. We're just realizing, you know, all the...
Oh, we're here.
Hello?
We're here. We're listening. Can you hear us?
So, I can hear you guys. You know, it happens when you're in multiple countries.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, we're just realizing. I have been told that if suppose somebody doesn't want to take care of their website or if it is becoming very difficult for them, we can actually start providing them with our servers and we can take them on because our platform has been created in such a way that they can still run it, but the entire back system can be ours. So that's what's happening. So it's like an ecosystem. Yeah, because we just want that, you know, what you guys are good at is what you should be doing, which is, you know, helping the world. And things which are the deterrent, things which take a lot of time, let us handle those.
This is amazing. I'm not sure that I would...
That's incredible.
Yeah. I like fiddling with my website, actually, so I'm not sure I'd be one of those people to make the switch over, but you never know. You know, there may come a time where I say, you know...
Yes, absolutely.
I should listen to Shukun.
Yeah, so it was just like an idea that we guys were, you know, thinking about yesterday, and we got actually an email from someone who has an amazing platform, and she said, you know, her email said that, you know, it's like, I don't want to let go of it because there's like information from past 10 years, but, you know, it's just like too much because you're handling from multiple places. So then when I was talking to my tech team, they said, you know what, she can still keep on doing whatever she wants to do on the platform, but she doesn't need to worry about the domain or the servers or, you know, all those things. We can actually take care of them. So I was like, yeah, that just sounds cool, you know. That really sounds cool because I'm not a techie. And I have so many projects where tech is concerned. So I'm like, if this is me, I think I might take it. This will be so good. I can just go onto my platform, just make all the changes, but I don't have to worry about the domains. I don't have to worry about, you know, whether my server is okay, you know, whether my data is going out, GDPR, you know, SESTA, FOSTA. Mm-hmm. I can just concentrate on making it whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ultimately it's about people, you know, what gets people and what do people want.
Shakun, you amaze me. You are such a visionary and you're such a people person networker, global, international. I'm just gushing here. You know, I've got a big smile on my face. And I'm just enjoying this. I absolutely love it. And I realized I went on earlier today on tickle.life and I was looking at some of the experts, you know, a lot of people who are new to me and thinking, I need to make time to check out some of these people because there are some fascinating writers and collaborators.
Yeah.
And I need to get to know some of these folks because it looks like they have really great contributions. They're tackling topics that are interesting. Excuse me. So it's a rich resource that I feel like, hey, as a professional, I should actually be taking advantage of it too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like for me, it has helped because, you know, from a sex tech entrepreneur point of view, I get to meet a lot of people because of the platform and to create more, you know, like stronger relationships. So I do know what you're talking about, like, because that's also helping me to become a better person and to even know exactly what's happening, you know, because otherwise you just get one side of the story thanks to whatever we all are creating. I would not say only my team is creating. You guys have been giving your input, being a very strong part of it. It's just making us find the loopholes, you know, in a better way. Like shop was never supposed to be a part of what we were trying to do. But then we just realized that a lot of people who are coming onto the platform, which is increasing month on month at 45% right now, the traffic, and they all are organic. So we just started getting emails that, hey, I have gotten the knowledge. Now where do I utilize the knowledge? How do I utilize the knowledge? Or how to get more, you know? So that was actually the progression of becoming a marketplace. And ultimately, we also wanted, if you remember from day one, I've been saying, how can we make the industry as a whole more self-sufficient? And that has been, you know, the reason to see if we can make them self-sufficient. So that's when the shop, most of the services and the products and the events that you will see, they are from all the collaborators. Because we have a very interesting feature. For the personal shop, only if somebody has collaborated with us, they can have a personal shop. Because it's also about a journey for the, you know, for the explorer or for the consumer. They want to know exactly who the person is. So we just want to be there. Yeah, we just want to be there for people who have been there for us, you know, because we're still growing together.
And you know what I think may happen as a result of this, especially all the international collaboration and flavor, I'm hoping that this ends up resulting in some actual changes in various countries that may still have repressive laws, for example, against certain kinds of sexuality. And I keep hearing the fuzz. Is somebody... Chris, do you have a fan on over at your end? I'm sorry, I get distracted by these. Running.
Nothing on my end.
Noises. Okay. Well, I guess it happens. Anyhow, to go back to what I was saying, I would like to see that this knowledge comes and it makes such a difference and creates, you know, groundswells of change in public attitudes so that we can have, you know, just like a better sexual and gender world for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, you said something which happened on our last advisor call, and mm-hmm. our advisor actually told us that something very major is missing from your shop now. And we were like, you know, what is missing? So I just could not know exactly what he was talking about. And then he said, where is art? People relate with sexuality, you know. Yeah, he said, where's art? Because mm-hmm. because still, like, you know, you might say that you have to take sexuality and sex to the mainstream, but people actually mm-hmm. have already been doing it. Because, you know, people have paintings in their living room. They would have sculptures which they carry around them. Where is that which is missing? And when you're talking mm-hmm. about discovery, quite frankly, you're not being, you know, that discoverable. And it just mm-hmm. hit us that we have still been thinking from a very myopic view, but it's so vast and it can actually impact a lot of more people. So it's just fabulous. Like just think about it. If I'm a therapist, I'm a good therapist, but how do I convey what I'm doing through graphics or through mm-hmm. a storyline? I would need artists for it, you know? So there's still mm-hmm. collaboration happening, but at the end of the day, it's still about, you know, bringing people together and increasing the discussions, which otherwise would not have happened. So that was something very interesting, which I had never thought of. So if somebody is hearing and they're an artist and they're into erotic, sexual art, we would love to talk and see how can we collaborate. So that was like...
That's fantastic. When I was training at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, we had a whole huge segment of that was erotology. So devoted to visual art, painting, sculpture, as well as books, you know, recordings, music, a history of erotica, and so on. And when I do my educational programs, I'm always looking for beautiful graphics. And I tend a lot of times to go to the public domain erotic works that I can find on Wikimedia.com, because there's a huge amount of erotic art from all different cultures and time periods and artists right inside Wikimedia.com. But every now and then you need something contemporary too. And that's where it's hard to find pieces unless you have a giant budget, you know? So it would be wonderful to have accesses to really good contemporary art that's very diverse, that, you know, could be used, for example, like you can purchase stock photos for a fee and be able to use them mm-hmm. for a certain amount of time in your educational materials or your promotional mm-hmm. materials. Anyway, just a thought. I'm very excited, though. I think that looking at erotic art gave me a huge appreciation when I was in training for the real depth and breadth of human sexual behavior and gender expression. Mm-hmm. And you could just see that this has all been with us as human beings since the beginning, probably, you know, or very close to
the
beginning.
Right.
I actually agree with that 100%. It's like, go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually coming to you because, you know, when I look out for on your social networks, you know, the graphics that you use are like fabulous. Where did it come from?
Well, it's funny. My stuff is just kind of a hobby. I do it because it's like, you know, being a writer, it's like you're that part of your brain is engaged. But I can definitely echo Dr. Amy's comment because, you know, when I'm trying to find images for articles for some sites that I work for that, you know, ask me to do that, it can be really challenging because they have to be, you know, public domain and or allowed for commercial use, which kind of diminishes it. But anyway, on a side note, it's like I want to say, you know, chip in really quickly here, a little bit off the subject, but I'm really excited about this partnership because it was funny when I heard the announcement, I thought, oh, this is cool. This is two of my favorite favorite people and favorite places working together. I'm so excited because I haven't necessarily spoken with Ava, but I've definitely talked with Domino, which is the my contact there.
Yeah.
So it was very exciting. So I just want to chirp in again that this is so exciting, and I'm happy for both of you.
Yeah. By the way, we do have another thing that's happening. It's called Sex Tech Connect, so which happens on alternate Sundays. So this Sunday, if you guys are free at 1 p.m. EST, do join us. You'll find people from the industry coming together, and Dr. Ava is going to be a guest this week.
I think I had heard about that, so I'm definitely going to try and get in.
Please just let me know. I'll get you in. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I teach on Sundays. I think that time might conflict, but I'll, maybe I'll be able to pick it up again after my courses run through. But I have to say, with Dr. Ava, I've never been lucky enough to meet her, but I've had some really sweet interactions with her. Email, we might have talked on the phone one time, but I've just always had the impression of a very generous, lovely, and knowledgeable personality. And so, I'm quite excited too. Yeah.
Absolutely. So when I met her, I was just like, oh my God, it's just like, this is such a fabulous industry to be in, and this topic is so fabulous and so dynamic, but you're also, many a times are scared, or what if you do something wrong, or what if you're not able to understand? And when you talk to Dr. Ava, you just think, or you just get a feeling like everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
I just realized I'm teaching tomorrow too at 1 o'clock.
Oh.
Ouch. Doesn't matter. We have it, we've been having it every alternate Sunday. So whenever, not Dr. Ava then somebody else, but if every alternate Sunday we are trying to do it. So, and the reason is just this, that let's bring the industry together. So that then we can actually make that right impact that we are trying to make. And then let's help each other in all the issues that we have. So it's a very a one-on-one, a meetup-centric place rather than, somebody's giving a speech and others listening, because everybody has been doing something in their own field and we all accomplished in what we do.
Now, is this happening via Zoom or some other platform like that? It's through Zoom.
Zoom, because people come from all across. People are, there are a few people from Israel, Europe, U.S., India. So it has also become very global, same way as Tixl.life has. So it's just when we got this offer, we just could not say no, because it really falls under our ethos of Tixl.life, that let's be the bridge between the industry and the explorers. And for that, it's important to bring all of them together and find solutions, because I've realized that a lot of us are in a position, or we just keep on trying to find problems. Our funda is let's find solutions. And if there is some roadblocks, let's keep on figuring out them. Yeah. But cool things happening. We are updating every day on Tixl.life. We are getting at least 2 to 3 collaborators onboarding every single day. We have something very interesting, which a lot of people find very, very interesting, is how come we've not spent money on Vasic. So it has all been because of, it's like the power of the industry, which has actually brought people together. And
very
you
cool.
see it. You just see it, you're not doing anything. Right now I'm talking to you, but I know that something is happening on the platform as we speak.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, please, you were saying something. Please.
Oh, I was just saying how fun this must be for you, because you have your own process of discovery with every new thing, every new person, every new idea that comes across, and every new relationship that you're creating when you do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I think I think it's just exciting. You know, it's like, it's an accepted fact that you can't have chemistry with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, because in a single day, I personally get to interact with so many different people that it's just like, you know, if suppose if one person you're not able to connect with or you're not able to comprehend what they're trying to say, the second person right after that would be somebody who's completely going to blow you off. So it's fascinating. And I've realized, so I think you both would know me, that I'm a very, like, you know, if I'm feeling something, I will say it out loud, irrespective of whether that makes me feel lightweight or whether that makes me feel as if I'm, you know, like, as if, like, she doesn't know, but that's who I am. And interestingly enough, what I've realized is that if you're genuine and if you're honest, everybody's ready to help you grow.
That's so true.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're changing. We're changing every week. There's something new happening. And people are just getting it. So it's just like, you know, and people are also being very patient, which is fabulous, which we thought would never happen.
You know, what would be interesting is I haven't looked around as much as I should on the latest sort of version of Tickle.life. I sort of go in and out and look at different things, but I haven't got a broad vision yet of how things have changed or where things have been. But I would love to see something, and this is just a funny idea, so
yeah,
you don't need to take it seriously. I would love to see something where we have statements from every single collaborator, but have it gathered on one page where we just have one or two words of our vision for, you know, sex positivity, gender positivity, but something that becomes
like a
collaborative, maybe collaboration is a word, a group vision somehow that we've all contributed to, even if it's just a word or so, like a word cloud, you know what I mean? Those things where...
Yeah, so it's like an image with multiple words, mm-hmm, because there are so many people now, and
right,
it will just, you know, help other people to figure out, oh, if this is the word, this also resonates with sex positivity. This also resonates with sex positivity. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So
absolutely, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. So I think this may this month email, which goes to everyone, so we might we can add this point that, you know, give one word or what do you think is sex positivity?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be amazing, actually, because, you know, this really reminds me of something very interesting. So yesterday I was talking to someone who is not from the industry, who I think has not even explored Tickle.life too well, and he asked me a very interesting question. So he said, what are you doing? And I told him that, you know, Tickle.life is a discovery and a market space right now for sex and sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And his question was, oh, so you guys are not doing something for sex positivity.
What?
It's so interesting. Yeah, it's so interesting. So I think what is happening is a lot of people do not get what sex positivity really means. They think that, you know, it's a product, or it's a formula.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to ask him, what do you mean by are you guys not doing something for sex positivity? If you'll start understanding, if you'll be able to explore, if you would not have to go and knock like 1,000 doors to understand what you're feeling or what you're not feeling, that is a very important part of sex positivity. And then he said, I thought sex positivity is it's like porn, you know? You use a synonym called porn or video,
mm-hmm,
or content. So it's so interesting, and your point makes so much sense, because if you think about it, that people really generally do not even know what sex positivity means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would be fun, I think, to have an image like that with the different words. I'm glad you like the idea. I'm sort of amazed that I think it kind of came through me. I think it was channeled. I don't know from where. But sometimes that happens,
Yeah. And you have amazing ideas. Your ideas have always been superb.
Oh, was that for me or for Chris? I'll say thank you anyway.
Chris is a different level altogether.
Sorry?
Okay.
Chris is a different level altogether. Chris is like my mentor.
Okay.
So me complimenting him that, you know what, you have good ideas, you'll be like, what? I'm your mentor. I'm supposed to have good ideas. This is true. Chris has taught me so much. I still remember the first book I was reading. He sent me his book to read. And I was like, it took me so long to read it because I could not understand what this book meant or what I was reading. So and I always write book, liked reading books. So, but then once I read it, it was just like, you know, like a eureka moment. And it just validates the fact that people do not know. People do not have the opportunity to know. So it's fabulous. But I would love to know about, you know, you guys, like how things are working, what are the new changes that you're seeing, what do you think really needs to function now, especially with the, you know, the world changing, because it has actually changed.
Chris, why don't you take that one first? Because I think I've been talking more than you in this
No,
program.
You're so sweet. Well, I think the big thing right now, I mean, it's like I'm definitely not a sexpert. I mean, I'm just a writer, but I see a lot of things are still kind of up in the air, considering with considering the pandemic and everything else. I mean, so many things have just changed completely, and we probably won't know what's going to happen, you know, for at least a couple of years, if not longer, what the impact will be. But you mentioned before about this, you know, the wonderful, you know, events we've been putting on about sex tech has been booming like crazy. You know, that's one thing I think that's going to not go away when this is over, because it's like every industry involved has been seeing a huge boom in business. So I have noticed, interestingly, that the higher ticket things have not, because that's sort of obvious when you think about it, because, again, it's like, you know, one of the side effects of the pandemic is the economic downturn. So people are not willing to spend, like, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 for a high-tech sex doll, but they are spending money on interactive things. And so I'm curious how it goes. I do think we're seeing a really wonderful movement for more embracing of ambiguity and self-definition as far as gender and orientation goes. That's sort of still building up steam, which I think is absolutely really wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll piggyback onto that I guess it was about a week ago, I kind of took the step. I'd been mulling it over for a long time, but I realized that my gender is really somewhere over the rainbow. It's fluid. It's somewhere. I'm not exactly able to define it yet, but I decided that I was finally ready to realize that I'm just not comfortable being referred to as a cisgender woman, that my gender's always been different, and I've always had a different understanding of myself. So I have now am using the gender neutral pronouns Z, so that's Z-E and Zir, Z-I-R.
Yay!
And, thank you. I'm taking a bow. Funny, I told my oldest kid about this, who's transgender, and he said he wasn't surprised. And I haven't had a talk with him yet. This is just via text to find out why he wasn't surprised. But it's like, okay, that's cool. He's not surprised. I haven't had a chance yet to talk to my younger kid. That'll come. But I'm not really worried about it. I'm pretty relaxed because, you know, I just am at this point.
Have you realized something? have you guys realized sometimes that even before you know, your family or your friends or the world knows thing about you?
Yes.
You know, sometimes you're just not ready to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Or something happens. Yeah, yeah. Because now I know that a lot of my friends have been telling me that we knew that you might do something like Tickle.life.
Really?
Uh-huh. Be able to do. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it just makes you think like, oh, so people know more about it. Like, even from my sexuality point of view,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of questions, but because I come from a very different, you know, background, I come from a really small city in India, you know,
mm-hmm.
went to a cosmopolitan city and then traveled out. So it's just that being has been a choice between growing as, you know, like from a professional point of view, from awareness point of
mm-hmm.
view. And, you know, from, and the second has been like, you know, growing from sexuality point of view. So I think
mm-hmm.
now I've reached the stage when I have started asking questions to myself, what is happening, what is right, what is wrong, what do I like, what do I do not like, really? Or is it still about the family, or is it still about, you know, the relation? So it's amazing,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've actually given me, you know, for it to think that, there's, you know, you have, you know, there is something that, you know, you should be looking out for yourself as well. And it's okay whenever you think about it.
Right. I think that's really essential, actually, for anybody in, you know, the sexuality field, is we have to know
mm-hmm.
ourselves. And it may take a long time to do that. For example, Jack Morin, he's now passed on, but he was an amazing therapist and author, and he wrote two books, one of my favorites, The Erotic Mind. And he really gives, what's the word, not just permission, but he really validates the idea that human beings, we carry this whole erotic landscape within ourselves that we barely give ourselves a chance to explore. For the most part,
absolutely.
At least many societies do not give us the idea that this is okay. But, you know, once we start looking at, as you were just saying, Shakun, you know, what do I like? Where am I in this? You know, what is there for me to discover about myself? There's a lot of amazing stuff that can happen. And
yeah.
And it's only...
It's exciting.
Yes. Yes, exciting is actually the word. yeah. I think there's a hunger right now, too. You know, you were talking about, you know, or asking what we sort of see or feel might be happening. You know, we're in the middle of making a new world or being remade, you know, in this new world, however it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a real hunger in a lot of people to just get rid of the old, bad, stupid stuff that's holding humanity
mm-hmm.
back in a lot of areas.
Completely agree.
Sexuality and gender. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, completely agree. I think this is like a time when we need to start doing exactly that. We need to move forward.
Mhm. Yeah. And maybe have a lot of conversations first about whatever that forward looks like, because I think it begins with not just the things that we do, but the things that we believe and the things that we perceive, and then how do we find a common ground.
Mm-hmm.
In that, you know, that's, yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's why, you know, like whenever I talk to somebody, I'm just like, you know, this is a very interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? It's not good, obviously. Is it bad? We don't know. But we just know that, you know, this year is a transformation year for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely depends on us. Like, how do we take it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that we have a choice about, excuse me, coughing here. I think we have a choice about what energy we ride and what energy we create.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that is what we can use as sort of our resilience and our sustenance. sustenance while we're going through this crazy time with everybody else in the world. Definitely.
Yeah.
I know that sounds kind of vague, but
I completely agree. I think this is like, you know, the...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, Kristen, you were saying something. I was just adding to what you guys were saying. I was like, you know, it's so interesting now that when I talk to anybody in the world, we all are at the same stage, which has never happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't have to explain to another person what's happening. They don't have to explain it to me what's happening. It's just like we all know that we are here together.
That's incredible. I hadn't really thought about that before, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I'm here sitting in Northern California, you know, next door to, you know, the counties where everybody's growing cannabis, and I'm just sitting here going, yeah. It's kind of funny, actually. But I promise I'm not doing anything. But I'm just blown away by, you know, where we are right now and what we're trying to do together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. I think this is like, you know, it can be what we make it. That's the thing. It's like, I mean, it's easy to be cynical and, you know, for very good reason about what's happening, you know, particularly here in the United States. But at the same time, you know, for every negative, there's also, like, people are coming together as never before. I mean, we're starting to really seriously address some systemic problems in our culture. And they're, you know, I think, you know, in some ways this is going to be a majorly stressful time. But at the same, you know, we can still come up the other end better for it.
I'd like to think so. Yeah, let's hope.
I personally am seeing this thing happening. It's like people have become closer. It was never this easy for me to talk to people.
That's
easy.
Cool.
People are ready to listen. Yeah, people are ready to listen. People are ready to change. People are ready to take the effort, take the initiative to make this a better world.
I'm so happy to hear that, because you're talking to people all over the world, and you might be in one of the best positions to sort of have your, I don't know, do you know the phrase, have your antenna up, you know, to detect?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Very encouraging. I like that. Let's see, what else is going on? Well, later today, I'm just going to mention this, big shout out, congratulations to Jean Marie Stein and Frankie Hill, who are getting married today online via Zoom. Chris and I are both attending the wedding via Zoom. And I just wanted to mention that, because this is a love story that's gone over a couple of decades. And they've decided that they're just going to get married. So that's very, very beautiful, I think.
Absolutely. I'm so looking forward to it. They're two of my all-time favorite people, and I'm so glad that they're going to do this. I think that's very, very wonderful.
You know, that
lovely.
That makes me wonder, like, not to put, you know, Jean Marie publishes a ton of your books, Chris, and everybody else's books, and
mm-hmm.
even published a little thing of mine. I wonder if Sizzler Edition should get in touch with Tickle.life, and we won't bother Jean Marie and Frankie on their wedding day, but maybe it's a thought to run past them later, see what they think.
Absolutely.
So many
Absolutely. I'll definitely bring it up to her. I mean, she and I chat quite often, so I'll definitely bring it up. I mean, I think she would be very interested.
They have so many books.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
Much erotica.
That would be so cool.
Yeah,
that would be really cool.
That could be, yes. Yeah, look how inspired we are just sitting around on our podcast talking. I don't know if anybody else is going to find this interesting, but I'm going to take a minute and see if any of our guests want to call in. So we haven't had a caller yet since we started doing the podcast this year, but I'm going to give the number 516-531-9238. And listeners, if you have a question or a comment, especially for our wonderful guest, Shakun Sethi of Tickle.life, please go ahead and dial that number. You can call in. And in the meantime, we'll just keep talking, and I'll keep my eyes on the dashboard and see if we've got a caller coming. So, what else?
So, Kristen, I actually have a question for you. You being a writer, what kind of, you know, content that you think people are consuming nowadays?
It's really hard to say. I do think it's like there's old, you know, erotica has evolved over the years so much. We went through a period where, you know, it was kind of fairly narrow focused. I mean, it was still like gender inclusive and orientation inclusive, but it was still, you know, pretty much, but we saw a lot of like almost surreal erotica, you know, things like everything from dinosaurs to supernatural entities and such, which, you know, Dr. Amy and I had talked about in a recent show. I do think it's like, as far as the interests go, I think, you know, what, there's a couple of ones that never go away. BDSM is one of them, though the flavor changes sometimes, you know, depending on what the, you know, going on. I even heard that there's a surge in, I guess you could call it COVID erotica, which is basically erotica that uses the background of the current pandemic, which I think is a little, I don't know, I mean, I can't fault anybody for what they like, but it's something that I don't think they necessarily do. But, you know, it's what's so fascinating about this kind of stuff is, again, it's like anything can be almost done. I mean, we have such a limitless, you know, field to play in. I think it's kind of exciting. I know, you know, in my particular end, I've been doing a lot of, like, you know, kind of getting back into writing science fiction erotica because it's my way of sort of, like, you know, playing around with gender and orientation concepts, but also being more positive about the future.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, I've gotten
and what
back
about
into.
You, Amy?
Oh, I was going to say. Well, I'm in the process of putting my house up for sale, but as well, I'm getting back into working on the two novels I've been writing, and they're fantasy novels. They're very much peopled with humans and elves and beings from other dimensions with a variety of genders and sexual orientations and inclinations and practices. And so they're super, super fun to write. And I'm in the process of finishing a revision on the first novel. And then I'll go back into the second one and finish up the second draft. But this is probably the most fun I get to have in my life, actually, is writing those books right now. It is.
That's
wonderful. Yeah,
I genuinely want to ask, how do you guys get time to do so many things? You guys are doing so many things.
I have no social life.
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty much the same thing, except I'm not selling my house and I don't have cats. So I have almost too much free time on my hands.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This is what we do.
Yeah, because you know what? Like for me, writing is very difficult. So it takes a lot of time to write something. And if I have to, you know, I keep on procrastinating and I'm just sitting. And whenever I do that, I'm thinking about you guys. Like, how do you do it? Like, I see so many articles coming from Kristen and lovely articles. You know, it's not like the quality goes down. It's like you have to read those articles because they're so eye-catchy. But also so informative, and even your article, Amy, like, you know, which I get to read on Tickle.life, and it just, like, it just doesn't make sense to me, like, how? You know, do I need some, like, input? Do I need some tips? There are a lot of other people also. Do they need tips? Like, if, like, now that we are coming over tips, I would love if you guys can give some tips, at least to the editorial team of Tickle.life, because we have started writing few content pieces wherever we see the spacing or we ever see the gap. And what should they do to write the right sex-positive articles for the right people?
Oh, wow, that's such a big question. Yeah. I don't think I have an answer for that right now. I think sounds like maybe you need a, you know, little editorial advisory team maybe for just a little bit of, sort of catching things, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a huge question. And I guess it just depends on, who you want to have help work on something like that and see if you can get some help. Yeah. But as for writing, for me, it's just a joy. It's like dancing. You know, I can write as easily as I can dance. It's just one of those things. I'm not saying everything I do is good, but at least it flows. You know what I'm saying? It's not all genius.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it just takes practice. It takes, you know, it's like there's, I don't really necessarily believe in skill. I believe in practice. And so if you do as much as possible, you're eventually going to get better. It may take longer or shorter depending on all kinds of different factors. But, you know, in regards to content, it's like, it's funny. It's like, you know, again, it does take a certain set of, like, flexibility, because you not only have to know, you know, or at least have experience in writing articles, but you also have to be fairly familiar with, you know, the sexuality aspect. So sometimes you have one but not the other.
Yeah, but the research is fun. I don't know. I'm sure you enjoy this too, Chris. Don't you enjoy researching a topic that you don't know much about, but you need to write about it? I always find that really fun.
Oh. Depending. I mean, you know, to be honest, I'm actually fairly lazy in that a lot of times I'm writing about things I'm already sort of familiar with, though I will reference things, like particularly if I'm writing something about technology or sexuality, like for the pieces I do for Feature of Sex, I usually do spend some time as I'm writing the article. If I, you know, mention something, I have to do research on that to make sure that it's actually not the product of my imagination, but is actually occurring, or finding some more references to quotes. So if I find someone who says something, you know, kind of like validating the point of the article. But I also just enjoy, you know, learning and picking up new things about, you know, sex, technology, sociology, and such. So that's kind of like one of my big hobbies. So I guess that kind of feeds into it sort of tangentially.
Right, yeah. I know when I was writing my weekly column for Carnal Nation, 10 years ago, one of the things I enjoyed doing was surveys. So every now and then I'd run a little Survey Monkey survey on semen taste, or let's see, what was the other one? I had a couple that I did during the time, but I've done a number of surveys, both large and small, some better constructed than others, but that's a really cool way to do research or to get information about the topic. Like my latest one was the spectrum of sexuality, one that I did last year. People who are reporting intimate encounters with unseen beings. That was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lovely.
There's a lot of them out there. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But let's see.
I have another question.
Sure.
So you guys write, you guys have a podcast, and also on Tickle.life, everything is available, which you guys also own. So which medium do you find better to communicate about yourself, about what you're thinking to the world? Is it the written part or the podcast?
I would say for me it's the written, but the podcast is just a chance to do some fun stuff in a different way, and especially when Chris decided to come on board as my co-host. You know, that has just made it much more fun to have another person to toss ideas around with. But I wouldn't say that it's my main way to get things across, and probably not my most effective way either.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. I mean, I adore doing this, but it's something I do because I absolutely, you know, infatuate with Dr. Amy. I think my preferred one is still writing. I mean, now that I'm doing the classes, they're fun, and I like doing them because they engage a different part of my brain, as well as being part of a whole publicity kind of push. But writing is still the primary one, though sometimes it can be like a pain in the freaking butt. But it's still kind of my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of courses, I've been meaning to say earlier in this session, Shakun, thank you so much for the promotion of the Hypnosis for Community Wellness course. And I'm so happy to have two absolutely incredible students from India who are going to start in that course next month. And that's all thanks to you. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm just really happy. I've got two from Hawaii. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one. And then the person who won the scholarship. And then I've got two people
Lovely.
From Hawaii. Yeah. And if it's only four people, that's okay. But I've got up to 10 scholarships to give away. But I'm really, really excited about this. Both
Lovely.
People,
so you still have it on, no? We should do it.
I still have
more
it.
Because I think a lot of people would love to know about it. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. If I can, have a couple more people in before August 1st, and then we start the course on August 15th. No, August 5th. What am I saying? I would need at the latest to know if somebody's interested by August 1st.
Great. So maybe the next. Great. So the next two giveaways that we have, which start every Wednesday. And they end every Sunday on all our social networks, social platforms.
Let's do two more then.
So we will make some. We do shout out to see how it goes, and if we get somebody because we had also asked very specific questions for the giveaways.
Right.
So we'll do it. We'll do it, and we'll get back to you. But it's very interesting because you mentioned India. India was never a market, and we have not been projected as, you know, from India because they don't, like, most of them don't even know who the founder, you know, the founder's origin is India. But interestingly, people are getting interested in this topic. So that just shows that the world is coming together, talk about sex and sexuality, irrespective of where they are. So that's fabulous, you know, the insights that we are getting out of. Even the two Indians that you're talking about, they came from India. You know, it's India. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you know what? This is terrible, but we're getting close to the end of our hour.
Absolutely.
So I think we have to say goodbye in just a minute. I think we have like one more minute. Shakun, if you want to give the website. I mean, we've been saying tickle.life, but do you want to?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very simple, www.tickle.life. Guys, do not go and click some .com. It's simple, www.tickle.life.
Life. Tickle.life. Okay. All right. Well, we will do this again, Shakun. If you'll allow us, we'll have you back on soon. And we'll be in touch.
Anytime.
Okay. And Chris, I'll see you at the wedding a little bit later on. And
absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Listeners, have a great weekend, and we'll see you all next week. Okay. And Shakun, be well, and we'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.